Seleucid Empire, 358 BC to 63 BC. Alexander I Balas. Well, he's going to be a controversial character. We've had a lot of controversial characters in this period that we are on. His father was supposed to be Antiochus IV Epiphanes. Now, that is unconfirmed. We have no idea when he was born. His mother was supposed to be Laodice IV. That is also unconfirmed. But he did reign from 150 to 146 BC. He was born in Smyrna, of humble origin, but claimed he was the son of a Seleucid ruler. Alexander, as it was discovered by Heracleides, a former minister of Antiochus IV and brother of Timaeus, the usurper in Media, who was executed by Demetrius I. Alexander's claims were recognized by the Roman Senate, but then again, all they're interested in is turmoil in the East, and, oddly enough, by Ptolemy Philometor of Egypt. He married, that is Alexander I Balas, married Cleopatra Theia, who was Ptolemy's daughter. Alexander finally was able to defeat Demetrius I in 150 BC. After finally taking the Seleucid throne, he is said to have abandoned himself to a life of debauchery, but depended heavily on Egyptian support. His wife, Cleopatra Theis, which translates to the goddess, was born in 164 BC. Her father was Ptolemy VI, and her mother was Cleopatra II. Now, Cleopatra Theia died in 121 BC. But she's going to cause us some problems as well, because Cleopatra Theia is married five times. First husband is Alexander Balas. They have two kids, Antiochus VI and Dionysius. Her second husband is Demetrius II. They have four kids, Seleucus V, Philometor, Antiochus VIII, and Griffus. Her third husband, Nicator, they had no kids. Her fourth husband was Antiochus VII. That was the son by her first husband. They have six kids, Antiochus IX, Sisinnius, Antiochus, Seleucus, and Laodice I or II. Her fifth husband was Sidetes. At any rate, let's go back to her first husband, Alexander I Balas. Cleopatra Theia's father grew to despise him. Ptolemy Philopater switched his loyalty from Alexander I Balas to Demetrius II, who, of course, was the son of Demetrius I Sotar. This led to the Battle of Antioch in 145 BC, also known as the Battle of Senapinus. Ptolemy in 145 BC invaded Syria and managed to get the citizens of Antioch to switch their support to Demetrius II. At the time, Alexander I Balas was in Sicilia. He quickly entered Syria and pillaged the countryside around Antioch. Near the Apennines River, near Antioch, the two sides clashed. Alexander I Balas was defeated and fled. Ptolemy, although the victor, was mortally wounded when his horse fell on him, having been frightened by the noise of an elephant. He died in Egypt days later. Alexander I Balas fled to Nabatea for refuge, but the Nabateans, their prince, Zabdiel, murdered Alexander. Alexander's head was cut off and sent to the dying Ptolemy, who himself died shortly thereafter. Well, at least, you know, he got to see his opponent, his puppet that he'd put on the throne, and then end up with his opponent being dead. This now puts Demetrius II, Nicator, the victor, on the Seleucid throne, and he promptly marries Cleopatra Theia. So this was a short little section, but as you can see, there's a significant amount of confusion that will be upon us. We had the problem with Laodice IV. Now we're going to have the problem with Cleopatra Theia. Now, sources for this: The House of Seleucus by Bevan, The Land of the Elephant King by Cosman, and the Seleucid Army by Bar Kova. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, SummaHistorica.com or HistoryAccordingToBob.com. It's brand new. Well, it's been new, you know, in November. And check out the CDs. Check out all of the information that's there. And if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us with a donation or to simply sign up for a monthly donation. Thank you very much.